This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. You know, so one of the things that I'm always really fascinated by is the etymology of language, the power of language. You know, where do certain words come from? And when you look at a word like inspire, right? To inspire. That word, the origin of that word is actually a root meaning that stands for from within and to breathe life into. So when we talk about the difference between inspiration versus motivation, right? It's a subtle difference, but it's the difference that can make a huge difference. Because, you know, to motivate, when you motivate something, when you have to motivate yourself to do something, think about it. When was the last time you had to motivate yourself to do something? And it's very likely that when you had to motivate yourself, you had to push yourself, right? Motivation pushes you. Inspiration pulls you. Motivation is oftentimes momentary, while inspiration can last a lifetime. Because when you have to be motivated, oftentimes that means somebody else is coming into the picture and pushing you, motivating you. It's external, right? Somebody comes in and gets you all pumped up and motivated, and then you go out there and then you do something, right? To go to the gym, to get started with the project, to go to work, right? To do something, right? And then all of a sudden that motivation wanes away. So it's something you got to do all the time. Like the great Zig Ziglar used to say, you know, motivation is like a bath, something you got to do every day. And that's so true. You got to get motivated every day. But inspiration is something that doesn't wane away because it comes from within. I'll bet you last time you were inspired to do something, you probably did it because you wanted to do it. You had to hold yourself back from doing it right here, right now, right? I was inspired to do this episode of the podcast to talk about the difference between inspiration and motivation, right? Again, motivation, oftentimes momentary. Inspiration, oftentimes, can last a lifetime because it comes from within you. It comes from within, right? So the idea here, if you really want to take your success to another level, think about inspiration. Think about inspiring yourself rather than constantly having to push yourself and motivate yourself. Oftentimes people come to me, they'll say, hey, you know, whenever I need some motivation to go and do something, I just, you know, listen to some of your episodes, your podcast, and that gets me so motivated, gets me so pumped up. And while I really do appreciate that very much, my goal is actually to inspire you to inspire yourself. Because when you can do that, then you don't need to worry about being motivated from the outside. Motivation is external. Inspiration is internal. Again, motivation, momentary. Inspiration, lifetime. Motivation comes from outside. Inspiration comes from inside. Motivation pushes you, while inspiration pulls you. So stop looking for motivation. I want to challenge you to stop looking for motivation and start choosing to live to inspire. We'll be right back. Yo, it's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.